After 25 years committing herself to helping foster kids in Washington State, Janice Avery is stepping down as CEO of Treehouse, an organization I've worked closely with over the few years that I was with our sister station, Cairo Radio. But just because her work is done doesn't mean there isn't a lot more to do to help foster kids. Joining me on the line is Janice Avery. Janice, thank you so much for coming on.
Hi, Jason.
So take us through your decision.
So after this length of time, we have accomplished so many great things for kids. We serve just more youth than we ever have before, over 8,000 in the last year. We've made really major progress toward improving graduation rates for youth in foster care. And the organization could not be stronger. The team could not be more capable. And it felt like a good time to step away to give myself time for some restoration and reflection about a next chapter.
There's obviously a lot of work that still needs to be done, but I don't want to shortchange all the work you guys have done. Take us through some of the sort of the data behind the work that you've done, because I know that in particular you guys have been focused on the idea of making sure that kids who are in foster care are getting not just the care that they deserve at home, but also in school.
Absolutely right. Because young people in foster care nationwide have the lowest high school graduation rates, and in Washington State, it's well under 50%. So in 2010, we realized that the work we were doing in education was not having the impact we wanted it to, and really buckled down to design a strategy that universally served high school youth in foster care so that they would graduate at the same rate as their peer group. And by 2017, we had helped those students double their high school graduation rate, so they were graduating on time at 68%, and a five-year graduation rate of close to 80%.
That's insane.
And you can imagine we're very proud of those young people and very proud of the staff who made that happen.
Yeah, because in a lot of cases, some kids will feel like people don't necessarily have their back, especially when they're kids in foster care who come from traumatic experiences. And just the level of support the foster families and Treehouse give is what can push them in that right direction.
Everybody needs somebody who cares about them, cheers for them, can see their future potential. And we at Treehouse, we have positioned ourselves to be those people consistently, partnering with the caregivers, teachers, the social workers. Oh, there's a huge number of people who help these young people, but we're there consistently, even if our staff turns over. And, you know, as we looked at the results, we were very happy about the high school graduation rate, but could see that the youth were really struggling to begin and then sustain their post-secondary plan. Most wanted to go to local community colleges, and fewer than we thought would registered. And then of the students who registered, few went on to a next quarter. So that led us to design, really in partnership with those youth, Launch Success. And we're prepared to stand side by side with youth into their mid-20s until they've achieved a college degree or career credential, a living wage job, and stable housing.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to get political, but I do want to ask you one question that might get into the politics of it all. But what is something right now that Democrats and Republicans in Olympia can get behind to help make the foster care system work just a little bit better than it is right now?
Well, I just am happy to say and thankful that the legislature does not see foster children as a part of the issue. They really see foster children as their collective responsibility. So I think they fund us and help to support the work that we do for graduation success. They, in the last 2 years, started a new Department of Children, Youth, and Families. And now we really have to give that some time to work. But I think pulling together early learning, child welfare, and juvenile justice was the right idea. Governor Inslee hired the right leader in Ross Hunter, and I think there's a lot of potential for foster care to improve dramatically over the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, especially with the help that Treehouse is offering. The website, treehouseforkids.org, treehouseforkids.org, a wonderful local organization helping foster care kids and their families here in Washington State. Janice Avery, thank you so much for the 25 years of work that you did over at Treehouse, and we wish you the absolute best of luck in whatever comes next for you.
Thank you, Jason. It is a pleasure to partner with you.
Absolutely. Again, treehouse4kids.org. www.fosterkids.org.